Did you watch any of that Masterclass yet, Craig?
Masterclass?
Great British Baking Show Masterclass.
That's a show?
Yeah, it's a show with no contestants. It's just Paul and Mary. And they're like, hey, remember episode one, season one? Here's the three things we picked. Here's why. Now watch us make them.
Is that on Netflix or?
Yes.
Oh my God, I need to see this.
And then that every episode is just that. They're like, hey, remember when we wanted the contestants to make this? Watch how Mary makes it. It's delicious.
Mary makes it look so easy. Here's where they failed nonstop.
No, she kind of does because she knows what she's doing, but Paul makes it look easy. Mary makes it look like she's an 86-year-old woman.
Sure. Well, I suppose Paul does it the way that, like, Ramsay does stuff when he demos on Masters.
Yeah, like the way Ramsay fillets a fish.
Yeah, he's like, here's like a 50-pound fish. Hold on 1 second. I want you to cut it into 47 exactly the same size pieces. Ready? Done. Why didn't you guys do that? You suck. And he spends the first, like, 20 seconds just sharpening his knife and taunting you. He's like, okay, I'm going to do this all in 30 seconds. I'm going to spend the first 25 seconds just sharpening my knife. Are you ready? I love Ramsay. He's the best.
He is not the best.
Really? He's not the most entertaining chef on TV?
Doubtful. There's lots of chefs on TV, and there's no way he's the most entertaining.
Really?
Yeah.
Who do you like better than Ramsay?
Oh, my goodness. It depends on the show, but anybody who doesn't shout is more appealing to me. That shtick is so played out. Like, I hate the...
But MasterChef doesn't have as much shouting.
No, almost none. It's really reduced shouting.
It's way more encouraging than Hell's Kitchen.
Right, but then it's got, you know, fake reality contestants that are kept on just to create drama.
That's true.
And I'm like, it's garbage. I don't know. I mean, there's so many chefs that I prefer. Jeff Zakarian is one of them.
Yeah, love him. I'm not sure how entertaining he is. Like, I enjoy him, but he's, you know, a lot more reserved.
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't know. I find him enjoyable in a classic, refined way. More entertaining. Alton Brown is more entertaining. I love Alton Brown.
I do, too. I'm not sure that he counts as chef.
All right, I'm gonna jump in here. I have watched Alton Brown. That's one of the cooking shows that I have actually watched and enjoyed. I side with Ian. All right.
Yeah. Good Eats is one of the best shows ever.
I was completely zoned out until you said Alton Brown.
I just don't know that even he classifies himself as celebrity chef. Like, he's more like food commentator.
All right. He's an all-around food enthusiast and clever guy.
Good Eats, that show was great. I missed that show. And then he did crappy American Iron Chef, and that show blows.
Eh, it's not terrible. It just didn't live up to my expectations.
Yeah, that's because 9 out of every 10 episodes is Bobby Flay.
Which reminds me, that's a good segue. Michael Simon is a much more entertaining chef.
Michael Simon is pretty entertaining.
He is very entertaining. He seems like a great guy.
He seems like a crackpot. Like he's had one too many tequilas before going on air.
Almost always.
And he's got that weird giggle laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, he, before he found his way into celebrity chefery, he definitely had one too many blackout nights in Cleveland.
Yeah, yeah. Hanging out with Guy Fieri.
Oh, Guy Fieri's the worst. I can't stand him.
Coming up on Triple D.
His food seems gross. Sunglasses on the back of his head are stupid.
That same spiked haircut since 1984.
My God, that is a different color than his goatee makes me so furious.
But it's like seeing like Jim McMahon still rock that haircut like all these years later. He's like, I just want him to bust out into the Super Bowl shuffle.
I know. Guy Fieri secretly played for the 86 Bears. I would give him a pass.
That's true. If he's just like, I'm living in the past, you're like, okay.
Yeah, but no, I hate the fact that he's like a hairy, fat Max Headroom.
Max Headroom. I love that show. It was great. I wonder if that's on Netflix. I'd rewatch that.
I would not.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't think something like that would hold up.
But it was in the future.
I've seen the future. It sucks.
But the future's uncertain and the end is always near.
There you go. I am ready to go whenever you would like me to press a button.
Yeah. Let's do this stuff.
Yes.
Go ahead. You can go. I was just going to ask you guys stuff while you were getting stuff ready. I had a quick question. I don't always pay attention when I start up my game, and I often just click through my rewards, and I'm happy to have them. Why do I have a heroic 10-pack? Does anybody know?
resupply? I don't know when.
I don't remember coming through the resupply yet. But maybe it did, and I just didn't notice. Maybe I thought I was getting a heroic token, and it said heroic 10-pack. I don't know. Have you gotten any heroic 10-packs through the resupply?
I don't remember when I have.
I got one not real long ago.
I can't think of anything we would have done to have earned one. So it had to have been something like a resupply or a... I don't know. It was just odd. I think I'll open it on the show. Okay, I'm ready to go again.
All right, click and start. We're live in 5, 4, 3.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's PW3 PSA. I would like to remind everybody that there are hungry people in every community, so if you can, find your local food bank and donate time, money, or food. Not only is it easier to keep it local, but I encourage you to keep it local, because if you don't keep it local, make sure you thoroughly investigate the charity you're planning on donating to, because there are a lot of national charities where a large percentage of their donations go to things like advertising and suing other charities, and, you know, they don't go to where you might think they're going. So please make sure to do a little research before you decide to donate, or just keep it local. That's an easy way to cut through that nonsense. And now, on with the show.
All right. Comic book update of the week? Go get Space Ghost. That's all. That is all.
Is he funning again, or is he doing serious stuff? Is he keeping the galaxy safe again?
No, this is serious Space Ghost with some with some Herculoids action.
Oh, I do want to read that.
Yeah, issue number one came out today.
Oh, all right. So, maybe I'll go to my local comic purveyor. They're
you
nice.
Should. Good times. And I'm still buying too many comics. Greetings, True Believers, and welcome to the 103rd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me, as always, KS72, SneakyB15. It's Ray. It's Ian. It's the Puzzle Warriors. Hello.
Hello.
Heyo.
Heyo.
103.
Yes. Yeah. You are correct, sir.
We've made it to the upper part of the FM register, where all the top 40 stations live.
Yeah, is that what Quick Rock on 103 point? No, who was 103.1? Revolution
nope,
was 101.
Not 101, but 103 was, it was the super popular top 40 station. I can't think of it right now.
Ian should definitely remember where the Revolution was.
Yeah, I know that one well, but this was, oh man, is it still even a station?
It is.
Wait, 103, wasn't that the one that got turned to a conservative talk radio?
It very well could have, but it used to be. That's totally, it's not there. Like, 93.7 is there, 97 Quick Rock is there, 101.1 The Revolution.
Yeah, but isn't Quick Rock
got moved? And B103?
Yeah.
They were kind of happy top 40 pop situation.
Is Quick Rock even still around? They moved,
they moved
stations a while.
But I think they're like 105.9 now.
Correct.
Now 98.7 is some, it used to be. It was Quick Rock, then it turned into
the Froggy now, right?
No, 98.7 is the Freak. It's all I listen to when I come to visit.
Oh, they're the ones who brought us that two-piece band from New York.
Yes.
I remember
them. I think they brought you the whole show, to be honest.
Well, they did.
But, yes, they bring you stuff that you have mostly not heard. Not the Spin Doctors, per se, but like when I listen to their radio station, I'm like, I don't know this song. I don't know this song. I know about 1% of the songs, and the ones that I do are gems, so I really like the station. I like getting exposed to new music.
Oh, it must be 97.9, must be Quick, must be Froggy.
I'm just amused the whole conversation of radio in central Pennsylvania, just in case anyone was curious.
Well, it turns out that no matter where I go in central Pennsylvania, I have to avoid anything right around 98, because that's modern country, and I just don't want to listen to that.
Yeah, that's tough. We got a lot of Froggy in the area.
Froggy 98!
Ribbit.
All right, so this is the week of 8/16 through 8/23 of the 2017's Strange Fair starts this weekend, too, if you're also one of the zero listeners here in central Pennsylvania.
The Far?
The Far. Yeah, you can go out to the Grange Far and see yourself some tractor pulling. All right, so today for your Deadpool dailies, Wednesday, Red Colossus, Thursday, Yellow Cyclops, Friday, Blue Hood, Saturday, Black Doc Ock, Sunday, Yellow Sleeves, Monday's Black BDSM Carol, Tuesday's Blue Battery Man, and Wednesday is Purple Fist. And the 5-day four-star crash! Nothing.
It was a really tiny crash.
I'm
it was hard to
hear.
I'm
sorry for you to chime in, and it is nothing. See, you worry about getting the character of the week right, the crashes have all died.
Yeah, sorry. They already have a sweet effect to go with them.
On the 11th was Mordo.
Yeah.
Versus someone I've already forgotten.
a PhD level magician.
Oh, okay. That one took me a while. I think I had to play that for days to get that one to win.
What's your Mordo at?
That's a good question. I had to pump some stuff into him. Mordo steroids.
Mordo to pump Mordo up.
I got him up to level 99 before I could win.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. That's really modest.
Yeah.
I was curious. My Mordo is champed, so I didn't really have a big deal with that fight at all. So 99 works, huh? Okay.
I got 99 Mordos and something.
Wow. Fail.
Yeah. Good. Solid.
Ian, did you participate?
I didn't. My 003 Mordo just didn't seem like he had a chance, so I didn't try. I think I tried once because I was like, "Oh, I want to fight some Doctor Strange."
All right.
Yeah, it was not something that I could win.
Starting today, you had Big Pun versus a man I've already forgotten since this morning. Carol.
Yeah, the 4-star.
Yeah,
4-star Carol versus Big Pun, rest in peace.
I think that one took me 2 tries, but I was able to pull that one off.
I got lucky on that one. I got it on the first try. My Punisher is at a 5-3-5. No, that's not right. A 5-4-4. That's what he is. And level 209, because for the longest time I was using him every day with a 3-star Blade and Doctor Strange to just plow down goons in all my, you know, all the low-level fights because he boosts strike tiles and then does more damage with strike tiles, and it was a good combo, but I stopped using him, so, and I still have not got that 14th cover, so he's still at 209, but it was a good fight. Yeah. I won.
Mine's also at 209.
Hmm.
5-3-4.
I don't know what mine is at. I know mine's at 252, but I don't know what level he's at, and I don't know how he'll do, but I'm somewhat hopeful. I have not even had a chance to test it yet.
Right, that just started today, right?
Yes. Yep, I did not. I'm still a believer of... I was able to do the Behemoth Burrito.
Right.
So the only so I'm waiting for a day that I don't have the correct 2-star to do Behemoth Burrito and then try it. But we'll see. Hopefully I've got enough for good old Big Pun.
All right, coming up on the 21st, I don't know, some guy... He wears black. I don't know.
What's going on now?
He's got a name.
What is it? What are you talking? I'm lost. Where are you?
It's just some... The next one is just some character. Because out at night.
Oh, you told me earlier. I've forgotten who he is already.
So the theory is that it will be the Forgotten 4-star. Blade himself.
He will be fighting none other than Morbius.
That would be awesome.
Or maybe that's what the clue that we'll discuss later is. That's what it is. That's his new opponent is going to be Tracy Lords and Steven Dorff.
Dorff on vampires.
They go hand in hand.
All right, I've got Blade champed. Ray's got Blade champed. Ian, you got a 2-2-4, so you'll be able to give that a go.
Yeah, for sure. I'll have to put some ISO in him to get his levels up. But
yeah, you got him at 70, so.
By the way, your Punisher is at a 252 at level 188.
Ah, 188. Didn't I say 252?
You might have.
I did. I did. But, okay, so, yeah, we'll see. Tomorrow, if I don't have what I need, I'll give it a shot. Carol looks tough, though.
Tomorrow, I'll use Punisher. Tomorrow, he's only a day away.
She is tough, but I was able to survive her black, where she put out a black and then immediately detonated it.
Yeah, it's underpowered, though.
Yeah, I don't understand why she doesn't do that much damage, but she didn't. I survived it, and I thought I was done. And then I survived, and I'm like, oh, now I've got powers, and I won.
Yeah, it only did 3,000-something or some such. Like,
it wasn't that bad.
Wasn't very damaging. In your story events coming up, you got Thickest Thieves running right now. 17,000 will get you your 3 Dream Warriors. 32.5 got you a Black Yondu, which was not as exciting as his other powers. 74,000 got you the CP. Top 10 folks get a 4 Gamora. She needs a better nickname.
We'll work on it. We're improving as we go.
Yeah.
Gamora? I'm really... I don't know what that...
It just reminds me of that SNL skit where they talk about going to Starbucks, and it's got the home
machine. Starbucks at home?
Yeah. Morpha?
Amorpha? I was hoping that wasn't the reference you were making, because I immediately got it, and I was like, no.
It totally was. And 11 to 300. Oh, boy, this is the week coming up for you guys. Are you ready? 11 to 300 gets you Sentry. Which then rolls you right over to the Prodigal Son event, where when you get the 30,000 points, you'll get not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. You'll get six more Sentry covers.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That's a fantastic. Doesn't he spit out someone good?
I don't know.
He spits out Moon Knight, I think.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I'm totally. That's going to trick me into playing that.
At 56,000 gets you 2 Gamorphas, 123,000 for the CP, top 10 folks get some guy with pointy teeth, and 11 to 300 gets you 3-star Strange. In the Open Your Mind Quaid season.
Yes.
Quaid.
Oh no, I've got a Quado.
Would you like a cement?
I would.
Starfall is running. Where 800 gets you a red Sentry, 900 for a red Cyclops. 1,200 for the CP, top 5 is Yondu, and 6 to 50 is more Strange. So this is the week of Sentries.
Yeah.
You can pretty easily pick up at least 8.
That's
a lot of Sentry.
Yeah, really?
Man, I was looking at that, I'm like, that is insane amounts of Sentry.
So if you can't use those, would you say it's the sale of the century?
Oh, snap. Sale of the century.
Does that show hold up?
I have not seen it in a long time. Was that Bob Eubanks?
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't think I've seen it in well over, like, 30 years. So I don't know. I didn't know what was going on back then, but I watched it anyway.
Until you find out.
I was here. It's hosted by Jim Perry with Summer Bartholomew. You remember Summer Bartholomew?
No.
Hmm.
I'll have to YouTube some episodes of Sale of the Century, see if it holds up. I'm sure it does not.
Somehow I think this wiki, the IMDb page, must be a little off. It says Jim Perry was himself, host. 2 episodes, 1983 to 1989. That's a couple really long episodes. I did not remember that show keeps up. And Samurai promptly posted us to YouTube link, so.
Oh, good.
And in the news, we got R133 is hitting the stores. And Ian, are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down.
All right, you got to bear with me on this one.
Right.
The clue is, we work hand in hand. My thought is this is clearly a reference to the 1970s Coca-Cola commercial, where we'd like to teach the world to sing, where everyone was holding hands in perfect harmony, which is pseudo kind of like a pop disco song, which clearly means that Dazzler is confirmed.
That's as good as anything that I've heard so far.
Or it's clearly the power pack. Because, you know, it's a bunch of little kids who had to hold hands because they were scared all the time.
Okay. I was thinking that it was either going to be 4-star Stick or 5-star Kingpin.
Wow. I'm not sure how you got there. A Stick, I got.
Kingpin, as far as I know, is currently a member of, a ranking leader of the Hand.
Oh, I see where you're going.
Yeah.
Isn't Doofus in charge of the Hand?
Who? Oh, Playable Gorgon? No. That's what's happening. I'm on board for that, too.
Oh,
Elektra?
No, the Hood. Is it?
What?
Yeah, isn't it in the comic? Isn't that stupid douche? Like,
what?
In charge of some stuff?
What? No.
I don't remember. There was an, I don't know. I'll have to go back and look at Infamous Iron Man, where Dr. Doom kills a bunch of villains and Hood escapes.
I don't think he was in charge of the hand.
I think you're thinking of...
Maybe I'm thinking of the Magia.
The Hearts of Darkness in the game? Didn't they have the Hood and the hand working together?
Yeah, you might be thinking of the Magia.
Maybe I'm thinking Magia. Who knows? Stick would be awesome, because that character's the bomb.
He is the bomb.
But I don't think we're going to get that.
He is well written.
I would have to assume that since we have all the rest of the Defenders, it's got to be Jessica Jones, right?
No. Well, maybe. But I don't know. Does she go hand in hand?
Yeah, I don't know.
She doesn't hold hands with anyone. She is not that type of girl.
Right. Maybe it's Kang
I'm
and Kodos.
I'm pretty sure she's held Luke's cage hand a few times in some other parts.
When you picture the two of them walking down the street together, you picture them holding hands, though? I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe they're going to hold their hands together and double punch somebody in the face. I don't know.
Ooh.
I mean, that would be pretty violent.
Maybe it's the Wonder Twins.
It could be. Could be Xan and Jane, I guess. Could be coming to Marvel all at once.
I didn't realize the Defenders were coming out that quickly. The Defenders is out this Friday?
Oh, snap. Really?
I think it's either this week or next week.
I think you're right. I and the reason I think you're right is because Weyreth just said that on Discord.
Oh. Oh, Ian, sad news.
Yes?
The internet just told me Ric Flair is having organ failures.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Poor Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Man, if you can't, you know, you got to beat the man to be the man, and apparently old age is going to beat the man.
He's going to beat the man. Yeah. Well, it's okay. We got to meet him. He seemed... Yeah, he seemed too good to be in Williamsport.
Well, who isn't?
Yes. Slowly but surely, it's wearing me down. I'm going to be trapped before I know it.
Aha, see, Samurai also just posted clearly a comic strip of Jessica Jones holding hands with Luke Cage while holding her baby. So there you go.
I don't see them holding hands, but I get the point.
Yeah, they're showing affection. How about that?
PDA.
Totally a PDA. Anyway,
I'm excited for Friday.
I would be excited for a, Jessica Jones character.
I would be too. So we can hope.
Yeah. I don't know what power she has or what powers. It would all be a total surprise to me.
I hit things. And I'm really,
I'm a
really,
mediocre detective.
And I'm really, really susceptible to mind control.
No, she's immune. She has developed an immunity. That's what the TV tells me.
No. Purple Man still totally can do his thing. All right. Otherwise, in 133, here's what's changed. For, I don't know, the weird people in the world who use Android, I don't know, it doesn't crash anymore, but who cares?
What? It was crashing?
Yeah, that's what it says.
For Android users,
yeah. Android, anyway. The message pop-up for boss story missions will no longer appear during the battle, but rather in the team up and boost select screen. The message is only displayed the first time a player enters a boss battle. It can be viewed at any time by then selecting the info button on the team up and boost select screen. So that's an interesting change. It would seem to imply they're getting ready for something. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
Players are no longer redirected to the heroic cover store after making a 40 times purchase at the cover store. Well, that's something that I'll never have to worry about. a black screen with no text should no longer be seen after the loading screen and right before the player enters the game. All right. An animation now plays when a player purchases a roster slot when the highest level hero they have is favorited.
Wait.
I'm not sure why you'd need that.
An animation plays.
An animation now plays when a player purchases a roster slot when the highest level hero they have is favorited. Why do I need that? I might be missing something here.
Yeah, read it one more time because I'm still confused, but I want to see the animation. I want to make this happen.
Yeah, an animation now plays.
Yes.
When a player purchases a roster slot,
yes.
When the highest level hero they have,
yes.
Is favorited. I just don't understand what this means.
I don't know. Do any of you have enough hero points to open up a roster slot?
You want me to favorite my highest level character and then open up a roster slot?
I want to know about this animation. We'll see. If I can get enough, I'll just do it on my own. I don't want to pressure anybody.
Weaver says it's the same animation it plays any other time. It's just didn't do it in that corner case.
Huh.
Oh.
Well, that's unexciting. I wanted something special.
Hey, moving on.
I want him to be like, why are you buying roster slots? Why are you favoriting your highest level character? What's wrong with you? Players are no longer able to request team-ups when they're pending to join an alliance. Okay.
Yeah, that seems a little cheesy.
It's not easy being cheesy. That's all I got for news. That's it.
That was a ton of news. You misled us. Thanks.
That was a modicum of news.
Talking about news.
All right.
So it's time for the mailbag, brought to us by America's favorite mailman, Willie Lumpkin. What's in the mailbag, Willie?
We had a lot of comments this go around.
In my head, it comes out as Uncle Jemima's malt liquor voice.
What I was hearing, and I wanted to. I wanted to know why.
I don't know, but that's what I hear in my head.
All right, because I'm gonna have to take. I mean, I don't have time to open up Discord and wait for UNC Samurai to post me a picture of Willie Lumpkin, because I was like, I need to know who he is, and I need to know why Craig thinks that he's got an ethnic voice.
No, because this is the person talking to Willie. You know, what's in the mood bag, Willie? And I just hear it. I just hear it that, you know, Uncle Jemima's waiting on the porch for delivery of mash liquor. I don't know.
That's true.
See, I hear Kenan Thompson.
It's Kenan Thompson.
He does. Yeah.
Wait, which one does he do?
He does Uncle Jemima's mash liquor.
No, he didn't. That was Tracy Jordan. Or Tracy Morgan, as he's more regularly known.
Right, it was Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our people ain't exactly swelling with pride over you flipping flapjacks.
Woman.
That was a great sketch. And I'm sure Kenan, I don't know. Oh, yeah, that the guy who's super optimistic, but it's always horrible things happening to him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. The most optimistic guy I know, Willie.
Uh-huh.
That's it. I know where you're going with this. I'm back on board. All right. Let's read some letters.
Sure.
Tracy Jordan. Man, wait till Liz Lemon shows up. This thing's going to all fall apart.
I wear man shirts and I ride a skateboard.
Oh, man, when Jenna Maroney comes on and starts singing a musical number, we are in trouble.
Yeah, she does that in real life, though, whatever her real name is.
That's true.
Everywhere she goes, she's always like, look at me, I sing. And I'm like, you're terrible. Get off the screen.
All right, I'm going to start first. Stink Palm said that he sees the value of Yondu. He's his new Ragnarok. He's going to go to bat for Yondu. He sees value aplenty. And he says that he then later commented and said, 5-3-5 is what is up. Just watch out for Kate because her blue is the devil, Bobby Boucher. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but actually he goes on to explain a little bit if you want to check it out on Reddit. I've never, this may be first-time commenter, Alan Koholic. He said that he said that he didn't realize that they were changing Hawkeye's champ reward. Kind of bummed. I mean, Hawkeye is really good for a 3-star, but I Am 40 is just the best. He says that it sucks because they won't release a new 2-star to correct this. And Cactus Jack said they'll release a 2-star Iron Man to make up for it. And I'm going to post this. I'll put it on the webpage, but I'm also going to post it to Discord. There's a cosplay of Iron Man that he thinks that they should put into Marvel Puzzle Quest.
No, they should give us the original all gray, the original Iron Man that he built in the Korean prison or wherever he was.
I would be all about that. That would be awesome.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? That solid, like, steel gray looking
suit?
Yeah,
his original.
Yeah, that suit was awesome.
Suit, yeah.
He could have 2-star powers with that, no problem.
Sure.
The cosplay, though, it looks like a guy who made his Iron Man costume out of, like, poster board or just yellow and red pieces
like
of paper.
The yellow triangle makes it look like he's wearing, like, a piece of cheese pizza.
Joe said, Craig, don't listen to Ian. Keep buying comic books.
Well, I just bought, you know, 3 or 4 today, so.
Ava Vavoom says, keep buying comics, but I agree with the advice, lay off the gimmicks. Do we all really need Batman versus Elmer Fudd?
It wasn't really Batman versus Elmer Fudd, but it was awesome.
Stop buying the goofball comics and replace them with 1, Squirrel Girl, 2, Iron Fist, 3, Kill or Be Killed, and Paper Girls, because I think we're all 80s kids.
Sorry, I don't know how you lead with lay off the goofball comics, focus on Squirrel Girl.
I did buy one issue of Squirrel Girl this year for her birthday party issue. It was pretty good.
No, I just can't get into the character. Sorry. Yeah, I was going to try and come up with something, but...
She's entertaining.
I'll watch the show when it comes to some streaming device.
I will likely do that, yeah. Cactus Jack said that Ian saying Jonah Hex is more terrible than Scooby-Doo made me burst a blood vessel in my eye.
That sounds horrible. I'm sorry.
He also said by the time the next show comes out, he will have hit Shield rank 100 at day 460. I don't know if those numbers register right away. Shield rank 100 at day 460. I'm at Shield rank 100 at day 1155. Now, granted, he plays more than me. He gets better rewards because he puts the effort in. So, you know, congratulations.
And also, keep in mind, what day were you at when Shield ranks were created?
Oh, I don't know. Not that long ago.
You were well over 460.
Yes.
So you had, you know, you'll have to, you know, subtract, there's math there.
Well, right. They did comp you a bunch of levels.
They did, but also
VIP. That you get way more rewards now than you used to when we started playing this game.
Exactly where I was going before you interrupted me, yes.
Well, you ought to be used to it by now. I'm an interrupter.
Oh, I am. Yeah.
I'm an interrupter. I'm an interrupter. Interrupting you. I don't know. I effed it up. Moving on.
Jordan from Jersey says, that's so weird. 3 Cap and 3 Grocket are also my 2 highest champ 3 stars. So I wanted to bring this up. Is that true of everyone? Like, did they throw out a whole lot of 3 star Cap and 3 star Rocket and Groot? Because I see a lot of people, that's their highest 3 stars. Like, I took a look at some of our clan mates, alliance mates.
Yeah, I mean, those are the ones that we both sold, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just seems to be predominant.
I'm close to selling Patch next.
Patch? I sold Patch.
My second Patch is at a 125.
Just interesting. That's all.
Yeah.
FAHQ 1977 says, good show as always, guys. I have listened to 102 episodes, and never has Ian been more correct than he was about Yondu's ability. He is so awful. I prefer Sandman to him. Elektra and Captain Falcon are better. Ian highlighted why his yellow and black are nearly useless. His blue is 10 AP, not cheap. And while it hits for a lot in the beginning, and when it's boosted, it can do 2.5k each turn, it goes away when he takes almost any damage. Yeah. So any AoE, and it stops.
But it's fun as heck to watch and listen to.
That's exactly where I was going. When the moment I got that power, I have started using it as much as I can. But right. I don't know if you guys probably didn't notice, the sound is messed up, at least for me. Maybe it's just me.
Oh.
The whistle stopped, like last night. And not only that, but I have problems. Doc N's power doesn't make the right sounds. Power Man all screwed up in sound. Like, the powers all work, but it doesn't sound right.
Anybody sound, else? So I don't know.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I also did not participate in anything where I could use him, so I did not. And I don't play with the sound on, so there was no hope. The more important thing is, not only did I weigh in on something, but someone who plays the game agrees with me. Like, I barely believe it. You know, I only glanced at two potential comments before the show, because I sometimes listen to our previous show, and I listen to it right on Podomatic. So if you don't comment on Podomatic, I'm not going to know about your comment until this segment, which is exciting for me. But I did read Joe's comment, because Joe's comments are
everywhere,
organized and unavoidable. The moral of my story is, he also commented on me saying something, but his reaction to it was just 4 random letters that didn't make a word, so I didn't know what to say. I was like, nah. It was like SHBD. I was like, I don't know what that means.
Oh, that's I know what you're talking about.
Your shorthand internet jargon means absolutely nothing to me, unfortunately.
I don't remember what it is either. SMDH. It's like smack my head. Smack my, something like that.
Okay, well, it left me going, I'm sorry and or thank you. But now that I've been validated, screw everybody else, I'm the best.
Here you go, Ray. Desert Tortoise and Daywalker chimed in that there are possible sound issues on iOS and the developers are aware.
I assume they would be aware. It was pretty obvious, especially since it's the brand new character, his power that I was really enjoying, just turning the volume on just to hear him whistle. In any case. So next, FAHQ. So I think I'm going to read this. I wasn't going to originally, but he has a team, Hawkeye and Coulson, with Green Goblin. I know a lot of people don't have Green Goblin and may not even have Hawkeye or Coulson. But if you put them together, turn one, if you use a blue boost, one blue match, your cycle begins. Turn two, you use Hawkeye's blue, creates Hawkeye's stun countdown tile and a Coulson tile. Turn three, Coulson's tile goes off. It generates three blue, two red, and two random AP. So you cast another blue or two if you have enough. And this just keeps generating red and blue. Each turn, Goblin and Hawkeye will fortify four countdown tiles. Coulson generates AP plus damage for each countdown tile. You see where this is going. It's just a building. The countdown tiles become ridiculous. And Goblin's yellow reduces all countdown tiles by one, causing full AP and damage cycle to continue. It sounds like an amazing... If I could get Goblin, I would give this a try.
Yeah, it sounds exciting. Is this which level Hawkeye?
I would have to assume he's using, since he's mentioning Goblin, I'm going to have to go with the 5-star.
Okay.
But 3-star has the same powers, right? It would just be a lower-end version?
Probably.
I don't have enough 5-star in order to, you know, even comment on that. But in any case, thought it was interesting. If you have those characters, give it a try. Dewing Illinois says 10,000 points to Ian for turning it into a Sam Kennison bit. and he also commented that, Ian is Craig's younger sibling. I didn't see that twist coming. And he says, going to be honest, the recurring nightmare that is this week bit does not fill me with confidence for that fugue for the Puzzle Warriors.
Yeah, I'm way behind on songs, man.
Yeah, turns out real life gets in the way of everything.
Yeah.
He also says that we as the audience love Ian. However, we have been waiting for the Coulson Character of the Week recap like a fifth grader waiting for pizza day in the cafeteria. So, I thought that would be a nice lead in for the next segment.
Yeah, as a lifelong lunch packer, I always bought on pizza day. Pizza day was dope. Continue.
Oh, apparently Hawkeye has different powers as a 3-star. Well, tell you how much I pay attention.
If only we'd have covered him at some point.
But in any case, that is all that is in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
We didn't cover him, did we?
When he came out.
Yeah, that was ages ago. I've long since forgotten that. The only powers that I remember are the last ones. So I have a vague idea of what Yondu does.
His blue's cool.
Mary Poppins.
Is that the one where his dart kills people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his black has the dart as well, but it makes no sound whatsoever since I got his black, so I don't know what it does. There's an arrow that flies around. That's all I got.
Thanks, Willie. Hey, Ian, what time is it now?
Oh, I suspect that it might be time for the featured character of the week.
Week!
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 Yes!
Yes!
Nailed it. Let me tell you about, everybody's favorite defender, Iron Fist, which is easily the best of the four Netflix shows. So 4-star Danny Rand, he's got some powers. He's got a blue power. It's called Chi Focus. It costs 6 blue AP. He creates a strength 56 purple strike tile. Then, if there are at least 3 friendly strike tiles on the board, fortify up to 1 of them and gain 2 green AP. As that power increases, the strength of strike tile increases. The need for 3 friendlies will eventually, at level 5, reduce to 2 friendlies, and the fortified increases to a total of 3 fortifications and generates 4 green AP instead of the 2. So, at max level, he is doing a 320 strike tile. If there are at least 2 strike tiles on the board, he fortifies 3 and gains 4? Wow. Okay. That's a fortifying machine. Let's see what crowd control does. Cost green AP, 8 of them, deals 579 damage. Then, if there is more than one enemy remaining, gain 2 black AP. Otherwise, deal an extra 159 damage. If Luke Cage is an active ally, ignore all enemy projectiles with this attack. All of those things that I mentioned, except for Luke Cage, increase at regular increments as this goes up, so eventually he will deal 4,738 damage, gain 4 black AP, or deal 1,298 damage. Lastly, like unto iron, black 12 AP, he converts up to 2 friendly projectiles to strike tiles, then deals 1,334 damage. The number of tiles converted and the damage increases as this increases. At level 5, max level, he will convert 8 friendly projectiles to strike tiles and then deal 10,915 damage.
Wow, that's a pretty good punch.
Yeah, that's well on his way. He seems okay. Let me look at this again and try to get you some of my new in-depth analysis.
Now, it is 12 black, but so, you know, it should be a decent amount of damage. Yeah. But it is.
Yeah.
It really is.
It really is, definitely at that level. Now, that first one is cheap, but other than that, it definitely seems like the bung ability. So,
yeah, but you use blue to make green, and you make green, use green to make black.
Yeah, but I'm saying there's no reason I can't do 3-5-5. If you tell me 4-4-5, I'll accept that as well. But, I'll take either of those. I'm going to stick with 3-5-5. If you can sell me on something else, this is your opportunity to do so.
Yeah, that's probably what I would do.
Okay, good.
I don't know. I was kind of waiting for today in order to know how to spec him better, because I just championed him this week.
Oh, good.
So just by default, I have him at 5-4-4, and I haven't touched him. But I'm thinking, there's not a whole lot of change between level 3 and level 5 on the blue.
Yeah.
I just don't see it.
Yeah, that jump from level 4 to level 5 on the, like, unto iron, where you convert, instead of converting 4, you're now converting 8.
Mm.
That's huge. And you want to do the big damage when you can. So that seems good. Now, and again, the damage jump from level 4 to 5 on crowd control also seems significant, which is why I was leaning on that one as well.
Really, all I knew about him was to use him with Luke Cage. That's about it.
I mean, how can you not?
And really, Luke Cage, he's good with anyone, so... Figured they would work well together.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I'm going to redo them in 3-5-5 right now.
Muy bien.
Oh, so that reminds me. From what Craig had mentioned, this is going to take us back to the news. But there's no such thing as 4-star Daredevil, is there?
No.
So that's just as plausible as Jessica Jones, would you say?
It very well could be. Could be both of them.
I really don't think that's going to be the case.
No, I don't think it'll be the case. I just didn't consider him. I forgot he was part of the Defenders. I forgot that, you know, that there was no 4-star version of him. So I'm gonna rank him. You know, I'm gonna say Dazzler at the top.
Mm-hmm. Then that's a natch.
Right. Absolutely. I'm neck and neck with my 5-star Kingpin stick recommendation, but I feel like Daredevil should be at least considered. As we are considering that 3-5-5 is the build to go with. Craig, do you also have this guy championed?
I do not.
Mm.
He is level 70 for me.
Right on.
So he's currently sitting at 5-4-4.
Oh.
I just have no ISO.
Right. So he could be someday.
Someday he will be championed.
Okay. Well then.
I have not used him since championing him. And Luke Cage has been boosted, so it's kind of odd that I haven't used him.
Yeah. Well, you should get on that.
Yeah. I like other people better.
Yeah.
I'll try him out. I'm sure I'll try him out this week.
Yeah, so there you go. 4-star Iron Fist. 4-star Danny Rand. Don't call me Bum Fist. Hyde.
Hyde.
The featured character of the week.
Week. Oh,
that
boy.
That was close.
I was asleep.
Man,
I'm sorry.
I think that was a near fail right there.
He was way asleep at the earth. I'm reading something and now I said that wrong.
I mean, that was like that was like a 2.5, you know, old school WWE, you know, where it's like, you know, 1, 2. Oh, the referee's hand almost hit the mat.
It was not quite as bad as I got to tell you about this. It was not quite as bad as an error as the one I saw on Saturday. So we went to the local baseball game on Saturday because we got free tickets and had a good time. It was a good time. But the one play, it was a pop up to right field, and the guy out there, you can see he's shielding his eyes, and there's no sun. This was a night, so he's shielding his eyes from the stadium lighting, shielding his eyes. He's got his glove up. He's moving under the ball, and the ball falls like 2 feet to his right, hits the ground, and he still had no idea. He's still looking at the sky.
Oopsies.
Worst error in baseball I think I've ever seen.
That's like, you know, Little League happenings right there.
Yeah, it really was. But when the ball hit, he was like, oh, looked over at it like it was going to attack him.
That guy's rounded second. That's a problem.
And the weirdest thing is they didn't score it as an error. I don't understand why that wasn't an error.
Because he didn't actually touch the ball.
Oh, you have to touch the ball?
That's kind of the rule that a lot of official scorers go for. If you don't actually touch the ball, they don't really score mental errors as errors.
They should have another scoring for brain fart.
Yeah, they really should. But yeah, if you don't actually touch the ball, it's not really considered an error.
Right. Anyway, now, if you're about to catch it, but it rolls between your legs and Mookie Wilson makes it to first base and the Mets win the World Series, then it's the greatest error of all time.
That's true. Then it's one of the best plays that has ever happened in professional baseball. And we will forever sing the praises of Bill Buckner. All right. What's on the vine?
Let's see. I think mine's tidy or could be tidy. Oh, I got two Punisher covers. The 3-star guy. I just don't want to champ him. Just bums me out. But I'm gonna, because there's two of them and I don't want them to go to waste. Other than that, I got nothing.
Okay.
I got everybody else either rostered or sold.
The only thing on that I have really dying is that Cloak and Dagger that I pulled last week. I don't remember where they are as far as covers, but not nearly close enough. I do also have that 4-star Rockin' Groot, which has another 7 days left. But, you know, I only need one cover for him. So if I don't get it tonight, then I'm just going to buy it. So there you go. he's not dying, is my point, being my meaning.
Yeah, I've got two Mordos dying, two Iron Fists dying, an Agent Venom, a Bucky, and a Cloak and Dagger. All of which are in trouble. I might be able to save one of them. I got 220,000 ISO right now. Mordo dies in 6 days, and Iron Fist dies in 7.
Mordo's really good. Of course, he's been boosted this week.
I'll probably be able to save one of them. We'll see how it plays out. Anybody get anything special this week? Any exciting rewards outside of Yondu?
I didn't get any Yondus. Were they giving out Yondus?
It's a progression reward.
No. I got the 4-star ISO reward out of a taco token.
Well,
that was
nice.
Yeah, that feels good.
I managed to get a blue Yondu from the placement I got in the top 100, I guess, of the last one. And then I got a black Yondu for the progression reward. And there's a yellow one in the vault, so I'm probably not getting that. But I imagine those are my rewards of the week.
Yondu. I was just playing in my head. Go ahead.
No, that was it. That was my reward of the week.
All right, let's open some stuffs. Brought to you, as always, by this guy.
This guy. So, to follow up on my last week, after this guy listened to the show, he reached out to me and said, "Nope, you're doing fine." I said, "Thanks."
In
so
Star Wars?
Yep. I had forgotten that unlike this, I think there's like 40 or 50 people in a guild / clan / alliance, whatever it's called. And so...
That's a lot.
Yeah. So my placement, my weekly, usually I land somewhere in between 10 and 20. And I was like, oh man, I am just dragging. I was like, oh no, wait a minute. I'm crushing it compared to these other chumps. He's got lots of people to get rid of before he needs to worry about getting rid of me. And he said, that is true. Just try your best. I said, thanks, I will. So nice. Rest easy, everybody. My Star Wars gaming life is no longer in jeopardy.
Meanwhile, Craig is picking fights on Discord.
Nope, sorry. The DH is stupid, and the American League is dumb.
See? He's picking fights. What'd I tell you?
Oh, he's not wrong.
I'm not saying he's wrong, but he's picking fights.
Right.
Come on. Really, the pitcher can't swing the bat once in a while? He's too precious?
I agree. I think the pitcher should have to go to bat.
Seriously.
I don't like the designated hitter.
Yeah, I don't need you to trot out another fat 45-year-old man to swing the bat once in a while because he can't play the outfield anymore.
No way. There's always a place in my heart for the big hurt.
Poor Frank Thomas. No way. You don't understand baseball if you don't understand that the National League game is way better with double switches, pinch hitting, bunting. You just go back to your home run derby. That's all the American League is. It's a bunch of people standing around swinging for the fences. They should back up all the fences 100 feet in baseball. Just like the NBA should move the hoop up at their 5 feet. Get the stupid Dunkin' out of the game.
Nope. I think that if you want to make baseball a smidge better, you need to reduce the number of games they have a year.
Oh, I agree with that. They also need to make the strike zone bigger.
Oh, sure. All right. Here we go. It's a latest legend. It's a four-star... Who? Oh, Vulture!
Oh, okay. I thought you were just going along with the joke.
Nope. I wasn't feeling that clever. I just didn't recognize his symbol.
So, am I going?
I guess, if you're only opening one thing.
Ian, I thought you were opening a 10-pack.
I know, I thought I'd save it. I wanted to give you guys a chance to,
all right,
to get in on this. I can jump on my 10-pack if you prefer.
I have three, and I really want to get another Rockin' Root. So
too late. Here I go.
Hitting. Okay. I was too busy talking.
Let's see. Cyclops.
Three-star?
Yes. Three-star Blade. Two-star. Doesn't matter. Two-star. Doesn't matter. Two-star. Doesn't matter. Three-star Widow. Nobody. Four-star Kate Bishop.
Oh.
Gosh darn it, it's looking for trouble.
Oh, Burns.
Ooh, Elektra, 4-star.
Wow.
You can't see her.
And Star-Lord. I don't know why that opened up. Oh, because he's my 3-star.
He's your favorite?
Yeah, 3-star thumbs up. All right, that was a solid 10-pack.
That was? 2 4-stars?
Yeah. I don't know if I can use them, but I hope I can.
I opened up a 10-pack and got 2 3-stars. All right, I got 3. Am I going or are you going, Greg?
I only got 1. You just want me to go?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, I will poke Spider-Man in the eye. It is sadly a yellow 4-star thing. Oh my, it's old school again. It is fantastic.
Bombastic.
Mr. Lover.
I was able to use both those 4-stars, by the way.
That puts my fantastic at 276.
Nice. Wow.
Use both of them. Donkey Teeth says 2 4-stars, 3 3-stars, and a bonus?
Yeah, it was a good day.
Wow, that is nice. All right, I'm going. I'm going to poke him in the eye. Big eye. I got a 4-star. Come on. Nope. Goddess of Thunder. I will claim that. Number 2, by the way, I'm stopping if I get the Rockin' Root, is another 4-star. It is Iceman Whiteout. That'll be another level. And I'm disappointed that it's a 5-star. It's a 4-star. It is a 5-star Spider-Man Red Web Shot.
Yeah, that's pretty disappointing, I won't lie. I'll support you.
I really want that Rockin' Group.
I said, hey, kid, Webshot. Webshot, man.
Terrible.
I like the song. I like where you're going.
Yeah, buddy. That's a good tune.
So the good thing is, when I'm putting these in, that got me to Shield Rank 101, which will give me even more ISO.
Wow. Moving on up to the east side. Mm-hmm.
Deluxe apartment in the sky.
Man.
I'm actually up to 433,000 ISO. That'll be gone as soon as I get that Rockin' Groot cover.
But... Right. But at least you're getting there. At least you're able to act quickly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right on. Thanks, this guy.
This guy.
You opened something, didn't you, Craig?
I did.
Okay. Oh, Mr. Fantastic. Yeah, I was like, I've already forgotten. I'm so sorry.
Because it was that unexciting.
Yeah.
All right, Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, my goodness. Are we there already? The soon-to-be-named podcast network?
That's what I hear.
Let's find out more about the soon-to-be-named podcast network by going to soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com, where you can find all of the great shows available on our network. We've got, I don't know how many. Bray, do you know how many off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head? I do not.
Do it's we
like
have...
8 shows? Something like that?
I was going to say, do we have more than 5 and less than 10?
I think so.
That's a lot of podcasts for you guys to enjoy. So if you want, you can go to puzzlewarriors3.com and check out some of the direct links to each individual show, or you can get them all in one easy-to-manage bundle by simply going to soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Hey, next week, Joe and Todd are going to cover an episode of or an issue of G.I. Joe that has no words.
Oh, episode issue number 20.
Yeah. So tune in for the riveting discussion of no dialogue.
How was that for my comic foo there?
You were on the job.
So if you remember, you know, that issue of G.I. Joe, tune into Long Box Heroes next.
That is my favorite issue because it's Snake Eyes versus, what's his name, Storm Shadow?
Yeah. That was a good fight.
Yeah. Yeah. Really like that episode. Or I keep saying episode.
I know, issue too. Yeah. So
it was an episode.
By the way, if you listen to the next episode of Long Box Heroes, they will be discussing that issue of G.I. Joe.
It's an issue, but wasn't it also an episode of the cartoon where he fought Storm Shadow and then he...
that's possible.
Oh, he absolutely fought Storm Shadow on multiple occasions, but...
Yeah,
I thought Storm Shadow spoke occasionally.
He does.
Yes.
Okay. He just didn't see the need to talk to Snake Eyes because it wouldn't get him anywhere?
That is correct.
Well, I mean...
What's the deal with Snake Eyes?
Snake Eyes
what does he
can
do?
Listen. He's just, you know, mute.
Do we know anything about his background?
He was trained by the same ninjas that trained Storm Shadow.
Oh, so he's a ninja. Yes. He's just a good guy ninja.
Yes.
Why doesn't he talk?
He does not talk anymore.
No.
He never talked, but why?
I was wrong, by the way. It's issue 21. I was off by one.
Oh.
But in any case. As far as I know, he's mute. He's suffered an injury and can have vocal cords damaged. He can't speak.
He'll fight for freedom wherever there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there. G.I. Joe.
A real American hero.
G.I. Joe is there. G.I. Joe is the code name for America's Special Missions Force. I love that cartoon. It was awesome. It
really was.
Oh, man. The Mass Device was good stuff. Cobra Law was good stuff. I mean, it's just...
Super good stuff. Oh. Nemesis Enforcer was my hero for, like,
man,
way too many years when I was too old to
Tomas
watch that cartoon.
And Zaymod and...
they were dumb.
What's his name? With his punks and
the guy who turned blue in the sun. He was sweet.
Yeah.
Zartan.
Yeah. And
his dreadnoughts.
And the dreadnoughts. The guy who had the chainsaw for no good reason. The chainsaw gun.
Yeah, that guy was awesome. I don't know any of the Dreadnought's names right now, but...
Yeah, it was probably Buzzsaw. I don't know.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah. Good.
Dr. Killshot. No? No one else watches Robot Chicken?
I have seen Robot Chicken.
Yeah, they did the G.I. Joe parody, and it was just... Go to YouTube. Mm. Type in Dr. Killshot. if you want to watch it, it's entertaining and makes a free time
YouTube
for it.
YouTube parody to watch is the Community one.
Oh, that was good, too. That was solid gold.
Where Joel McHale is actually killing the enemies, and everyone freaks out.
Where he shoots Destro out of the sky.
Yeah, and they're like, what are you doing? You killed him. They're like, well, yeah. Anyway, that's the Soon to Be Named Network. It's soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Apparently, there are 10 podcasts on that network.
All right.
Like I said, less than 12, more than 5.
Yep, that's what you said.
Yeah.
Oh, the Voltron guy should be coming back. There was a new season of Voltron, right? Season 3 of Voltron came out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anywho, as always, everybody, thank you for joining in. PuzzleWarriors3.com is our webpage. You can go there for comments, suggestions, links to things that we mentioned here on this webpage. Our Amazon banner where you can buy something and we get some stuff. You can also leave us comments on the D3 forums or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. Or shoot Ray the awesome amounts of emails that he loves to read in his spare time. If you want to be super into the show and you want to name part of the show, go to the Patreon link. And if you become a patron, we can, you know, have you be a sponsor of some piece of the show. You can also head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some swag for end of summer enjoyments. I don't know.
Yeah, no, there's tons of Labor Day gift giving coming up.
Yeah, fall's coming up. You're going to need a hoodie.
Yep.
You know, for football games or something. So head over to Cafe Press and get yourself a Puzzle Warriors hoodie. That's all I got. Anybody got anything else?
I believe I'm satisfied.
I too have reached a point in the show where I think we did a good job. I'm fooling myself, but...
All right. That's it then. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, stay away from designer drugs. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Goodbye.